I remember in sixth grade, the two teachers had their rooms right next to one another. My teacher's name was Miss Papendick, and the other teacher was Miss Edwards. Miss Edwards was the one that taught music. I remember that just before lunch, our class would go into Miss Edwards' room and we would have music. One day, Miss Edwards started to give us a lecture about music and the sharps and the flats and the staff. And I remember drawing the lines on the chalkboard using this jig that held five pieces of chalk. She would drag it hard across the chalkboard and make a really good impression so that she could write her notes and notations. And away she went into her explanation of sharps and how you can identify the key. But then she started into something that kind of blew my mind. She started talking about how to figure out what the keys were and what the progressive keys were, and starting in C, and then the next one's G, and the next one's D, and etc. She went into that entire technology. She explained it in a way that assumed that we as sixth graders would be capable to understand it. And I sat up in my chair. She would do it on the chalkboard. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then the next key. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from here. And then the next key. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from here. And it seemed very repetitive. It was interesting. And then I thought it was all done. And then she stopped and she says, no, but there's one more thing. For all those keys that we just figured out their order, where do you put all those notations? How do you know what order to put those notations in? And that was a whole new thought as well. Then she changed her point of reference of what she was counting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, to the notation itself and started there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where does the next notation go? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Where does the next notation go? And she went through that entire process and she made me realize that there were three processes to the science of music. When the bell rang and it was time to go, I waited until all the kids had left the room and remained behind. Ms. Edwards was a kind, frail woman, at least in her 70s. And she looked up at me and she said, what can I do for you, Joe? Miss Edwards, I said, do you think you could show that to me all over again during recess or lunch? I was too young, perhaps, to realize the true joy I must have brought to that woman's heart, knowing that she had reached someone so young, someone willing to give up their recess to learn it all over again. No, Joe, she said, it would be no trouble at all. So we did it. And she very, very carefully explained the whole process all over again. And I made notes as I could. But I understood what she was teaching, and I enjoyed it. I came to find out much later in my musical progress on the guitar and then on the piano that those lectures that Ms. Edwards gave me were the most important for me being able to figure out theory on my own. Do you have a Miss Edwards in your life?